Welcome back. Episode number 2 of Off the Cuff. Came up with a name, finally. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it kind of described the show pretty well. I have no direction, no outline. I'm going off of just straight off the dome. Let's talk about whatever I feel like talking about. And hopefully you guys enjoy. But yeah, today is a Sunday. I don't know, one of the biggest, not biggest, but the things I felt like I needed to get on here for was just, I don't even know. Just more to, I don't know, get in front of the camera again, which is a big goal for me. And even if you listen to this on Spotify, just getting my voice out there, I guess, being comfortable. Talking to a mic by myself, especially with no one listening or no one on the other end, I guess. But yeah, that was, I don't know, my main like experiment with this. And yeah, man, this, now, well, I did the last one end of January. Now it's end of February, so maybe I'll just do this monthly, but I don't know, it's kind of like a self-diary too, I guess, where I can kind of see where I was at this point. And yeah, I mean, settle down. It's crazy, actually. I mean, last time I filmed, we were at like 60 subscribers. 150 Instagram, probably like 70 on TikTok. But now we've got 140 on YouTube, 188 on Instagram, and I want to say 130 on TikTok. So it's been a crazy month. Doubled the amount of views or subscribers on YouTube in the span of a month, which is crazy. I still can't believe it. I believe we're up like 500%. That's what if I did the math right. I guess like gained in the month of January. We gained 22 in the month of January and then 123 in the month of February. And Feb's still not over yet, so it's not completely done yet. Is this year a leap year? I think it is. Let's check. Yeah, we get an extra day of February this year. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. All this stuff has been kind of wild. I know we talked about it last episode, but I kind of just want to have, I don't know, just like a podcast that's just really about nothing. I don't want to have people on, talk about just anything. Probably post it to my YouTube channel, not Settle Down one, just my personal one. Again, more for me. It's not a brand thing or anything like that. It's just more to, document. Down the line and with the internet, I mean, you can really put anything out there and, I mean, shit, people are going to be able to watch this in 20, 30 years if we're still alive. Well, the world is. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it could be cool. I don't know. I'd like to have friends on, just kind of talk to them about life, I guess, where they're at. You know, just shoot the shit with people. Because I feel like that's where, I don't know, the most stuff comes out of just conversation and talking to people, which is something I've kind of learned a lot recently. Just, I don't know, just how everyone has their own side to everything. Everyone's got their reasoning, for good or for bad. Sometimes it's just blatant excuses, but I don't know, everyone's got their own side of it, and everyone's got their own shit that they're dealing with. And I guess just trying to be accepting of it, because it's really easy to just write them off, call them a name. But I don't know, really just digging down and knowing that, I don't know, some people just got it rough. Some people have it all, some people don't. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, life's crazy. I want to say that a lot, especially as we keep going with this, because, like, I mean, if anyone doesn't know me and you're just a fan of Settle Down and you're watching this with me, what's up? I don't know if you are or anyone will, but I don't know. I think it's cool just to kind of, I guess, document kind of this whole process of what we're trying to build as a team. We've got some new, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the guys have had a new motivation to keep pushing just because of the amount of growth we've had in the last month. And I don't know, March, if we can do, we got 67 subs on YouTube in a month. And if we can keep growing off that and building, I told everyone, I was like, my goal for the end of the year is to have 1,000 just, I guess, followers of Settle Down, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I want to get on Twitter. I just am freaking lazy about it, and I don't really know what to do. But yeah, like, I feel like 1,000 is pretty reachable, and I think it's doable, especially that we've gained 123 this month. That means if we keep it up 10 months, boom. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, the whole point of this is just to kind of document how everything goes, I guess, just where I'm at in life. And I guess talk to people too and get their insight of what's going on at that point in their life. Or not even at that point, but I don't know, just trying to figure out and get people's perspective, I guess. It's a good way of saying it, because I don't know, everyone's got their own point in their life that they're at, that they're dealing with or not dealing with. And it's hard. I think it's hard to navigate that. And I mean, biggest thing is just fucking listening to people, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, at this point right now, what we've got, I got a new, I don't know if you can see it in here, but little whiteboard to jot down all my, just whatever's on my brain into something that I can see. I feel like it's helped a little bit, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know where we'll be in 6 months. We could gain 500, we could have only gained 5. I guess, I don't know, that's what I find interesting about this, is like, well, that's just life, but you really don't know what you're going to be doing in 6 months. Some people don't like that, but I get bored pretty easily with the same thing over and over. It might be a flaw, might be a strength, but with this, there's always some new thing that, I don't know, that we not could be chasing, but like, I guess just a new endeavor, new goal that we're trying to reach, or new thing we're trying to achieve, or I don't know. But what's important is also not accept, just like being okay with not being okay, enjoying the moment, I guess, and where you're at, because I feel like that'll be a challenge along this whole journey. It's just like really accepting where you're at and like appreciating it, because I don't know, in 5 years, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to look back at this point and be like, man, that time was fun. Like, I mean, I do that now with all this podcast stuff. I mean, we have active right now, we have 4 podcasts that are going out. 2 of them are weekly. The other 2 are bi-weekly. Just with the slow off season of football being done. But I mean, who knows, in a couple months, baseball will be back. Maybe we'll be doing something with that. I don't know. We got live show stuff too, I guess. You could count 5, but in terms of like planning process, we got 4. But I mean, looking back, I mean, when we started everything, sometimes I wish I enjoyed that more, because I really, not that I didn't enjoy it, but it was a struggle when we were just filming in the apartment, and I thought it was fun, but it was a struggle. Frustrating, I'd say, more than anything. But now I kind of look back and I'm like, damn. Like, I wish I just soaked that in a little bit more. And I should do that now with what we have going on. I'm like, I don't know. A lot of people want the end goal or the end product or the dream job. There's so much work that gets into it. And I think I talked about this last episode, how, you know, people are just kind of working and everyone, it seems like I know, hates their job. And I feel like that's still the case. I feel like the journey is, I mean, it is, people have said this, I'm just regurgitating things, but people have said that the journey is where the fun's at and what you remember, you know, and for me, that's what's exciting about right now, is like, this is all the journey. And I mean, I guess your whole life is the journey, but at least in this aspect of settle down, this is the journey. And these are the humble beginnings where no one's, I mean, people are supportive. A lot of my friends are, and I love that. But I've also known that at the end of the day, it's all of us individually left with just what we have. There's not a whole lot of glory in it, and that's not why I'm doing it, because I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing it, honestly, because I love it, and I'm willing to be up at 2 a.m. filming this thing just to get better, but I don't know where I was going with that. I guess just trying to soak up things and enjoy the ride, because, man, I mean, shit, compared to last episode, like, I mean, I think this year's going to be, I don't know, it's been crazy. Like I said in last episode, the past couple months, and they're continuing to get crazy, realizing more that life is incredibly short, and you don't know when. If you're lucky, you get, I don't know, 70, 80 years, but that's not the case for everyone. So just not, like, I don't want to waste any time. And of course, there's going to be time wasters. I'm going to sit, scroll on TikTok. It's going to happen. But I don't know, this year's going to be, last year was a lot of growth, but man, it sucked. Like, and I feel like this year's off to a good start just with everything. I feel like I'm, I don't know, passionate about something, or at least just love doing something. And I'm doing that every day for work and outside of work. Seems like this is all I do except for the weekends. And I know there's times I play video games for a couple hours, but I don't know if anyone listening, I don't know if you can find something that you're willing to lose sleep over, and I don't know, just not worry about, but be passionate about it, where you're literally just thinking about it all day, every day. Do that thing. I guess that's my advice. And I kind of talked about that last episode, but do that thing. that just checked off the boxes that I said about you. My friend, roommate Cody, loves fishing, and that's all he thinks about, and he's fucking chasing after that. And I love that because that's what he... I'm not kidding you. That guy, Cody, if you're listening, that guy can talk about fishing forever, and I love that. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't know. Everyone wants a cozy, comfortable life. But once you get comfortable, that's your downfall. You should never be completely comfortable. It's just kind of scary to think about, I guess, now that I'm saying it out loud. But what's the point? Like, yeah, maybe when you're older. But for anyone listening that's in their 20s or 30s, 40s, 50s, I mean, even in your 10s, you're a fucking teenager right now. Shit's crazy. Shit is crazy. God. See, this is what's hard about this, is that I don't have any script, but it's challenging me to keep talking or thinking of things to talk about and keep being interesting, because people can turn me off real quick, especially if they don't know who the fuck I am. Or even if you do know who I am and you're just listening to me sit here and talk about whatever's on my brain. Thank you, first off. Appreciate the support. I feel... this might sound douchey, but people like to come to me for advice, and I love helping people. I love advising people, I guess. But the biggest thing I think I love is also motivating people. Yeah, motivating people is like something that I really enjoy, which is why I love this kind of leadership role I have with Settle Down and pushing people and showing people, like, look, guys, we fucking 500%. We grew 500% in both followers and views opposed to last month. 500%. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that's 30,000 views in January to 173,000 in February, which in the grand scheme of things isn't a whole lot, but the growth there, and March probably won't have, it might, I mean, who knows? Yeah, I can't even say that it will or won't. I can't. But even if it's just, even if it's a 10% growth, I'll be happy. Won't complain about that, I'll tell you that much. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, so many people I know just don't ever do what they love or figure out or know what they love right now, especially. You're not supposed to. But if you're fortunate enough, it does happen. And it's just a matter of taking advantage of it and doing that. Because life is fucking short. And to waste it on not even like the rat race, like, I don't know, that term gets thrown around a lot, getting out of the rat race or whatever. And I mean, being competitive is one thing. Being the best version of yourself is one thing. But if you're chasing superficial things, or I don't know, if I was doing this to chase after money, well, A, I don't make any money right now, so I suck at that. But, or I would suck at that, but it wouldn't lead you anywhere if you're doing it for that. I don't know. not everyone, everyone has their own path too. Like, not everyone needs to quit their 9 to 5. It's a big thing that goes around nowadays. Everyone sees everyone on the internet who live this dream life where they do all this thing. And yeah, it may seem like a dream life, or that they have it awesome, but you don't know what that person feels. I mean, truly imagine if anyone, if you're listening and you haven't had a job, you've been unemployed ever and just like bored out of your mind. I know I have. And it's not that those people that you see on the internet don't have a job, because they do. They have something that's making them money for the most part. But it's like, you just, I don't even know where I was going with that. Yeah. Even if you're chasing after money, it's just going to keep running away, I think. You have to provide something that you care about first off. And like, so my biggest thing with Settle Down is just, I don't know, we're able to see kind of, one, sports are a great way to, I guess, get away from the normalities of life and just, I don't know, give something people are excited for. So football, every Sunday, people are hyped all week, looking forward to it. I think with our angle and just trying to be entertaining, and if I make someone laugh in one of our podcasts, I think it's a job well done. I think a lot of our guys can agree with that. It's not like a money grab. Yes, there's money to be made, and we're trying to figure out a way that this can be a legitimate, like, generating revenue, but that's only to make everything better and like to be able to go to the freaking Super Bowl or go do this and film stuff so that people can watch it and enjoy it and, I don't know, escape life, because shit's crazy, like I've been saying. But I don't know, that's the main mission I guess I have, is just to, I don't know, part of me is a people pleaser, and I don't know, I like entertaining people. Always liked hosting things, whether it's a Super Bowl watch party or just a party, or I don't know, anything. I like hosting things that make people excited or joyful. And I don't know, I guess one way I kind of want to, with the old Settle Down thing, like, one thing I'd love to do, one thing I'd love to be able to say that we did, was to just hold an event, or like a live event, I guess, whether we film it. Well, I'd like some filming done, but whether it's like a live podcast or even just, I don't know, just like an event that's our thing for people that enjoy the stuff that we do in the city that I love. And preferably around Boise State football. I want to record this so that I have myself saying this out loud. I can look back on it and be like, damn, that's my thing right now. Like, that's like a thing I'm working towards, I guess, is to build enough people or community that they'd be interested in going to do that and celebrating with us, because I don't know, creating that group of people that can just get along over that one thing, that being Boise State football right now, would be awesome. And I think it's obtainable. I don't think it's far-fetched. It's not like we're trying to, I don't know, get our own TV show. Yeah, that'd be cool. But I'm not, like, you know, I feel like hosting something would be pretty achievable. But it's far-fetched enough that it's crazy. And honestly, like, to do what we're doing, you have to be, in a way, kind of stupid to think that it could work. Because, man, like, I don't know. Yeah, you have to be stupid, realistically. I mean, that's, like, I feel like moving forward in terms of, like, or not any other people that we want to have be a part of, settle down. They got to have that in them, especially at this point when it's like all growth stuff. They've got to be pretty stupid to think that this is going to work, because that's the only way it will. If you're realistic, you're going to get realistic expectations. Sadly. But if you're stupid, you either fall on your ass or you do the impossible. And I don't know about you, listener, but I don't want to be doing the things that everyone has done or think that you're supposed to do. I don't want to have a plan B. If you have a plan B, that's what's going to happen. Like, you can't really just have a fallback option and be like, I mean, I do have fallback options I can go on. It's not the end of the world if this doesn't work out. But you got to be stupid enough. And I am. I'm very stupid about this. And I love it. Why not? Like, a lot of times people try to, I guess that's not what I'm trying to say. People always, not always, but people always say, like, don't lose the kid inside of you, or don't grow up too fast. And I think it's important. I think if you lose, like, as a kid, like, you're dreaming of being an astronaut. Like, yeah, little kids are stupid. Some kids turned out to be astronauts, but I think that was one of my dreams at one point, was to be an astronaut. But I mean, shit, the people that dream big usually win big. But it's all execution based. You can't just live in the clouds and be up in your head and be like, I don't dream about the future. That's pretty bad too, if you're just dreaming about the future. That's all you're doing. But take that dream and then actually work towards it, at least. Like, the worst you could do is fail. And even then, failing is just quitting. Talked about it last episode. But yeah, like, that's the worst thing that could happen, is that you give up. And honestly, that's on you at that point. I mean, I don't think you could truly, I mean, you could, if you want to be a technical asshole, you could fail at something, but in the long run of a lot of your dreams, anyone that's listening, your dream, the thing that's holding you back is, one, your own brain, the excuses you make, and your fear of failure. And number three is holding me back a shit ton. The fear of failure. Because it's scary. I mean, you don't want to be labeled as that. But, I mean, you can't expect to be in Forbes 30 under 30. Right? That could be a goal of yours. But you can't expect that things are just going to happen overnight, or that you're just going to, I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But enjoying that time it takes, I think, is the fun part. The struggle. The nights you're up till 3 a.m. working on something that you love. Not getting any sleep because you care so much about something. Like, to me, that's worth everything. But you cannot wait. I can try to motivate you. And that's kind of what I'm doing to anyone listening who's just trying to motivate people to keep pushing or push towards something, and myself too, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I'm trying to motivate myself by saying it out loud, and telling people. And like, that's the biggest thing I feel like with motivation is, or at least when I'm trying to motivate people, is when I do that or motivate someone, it motivates me too. When I get someone on board with this stuff, like Zach recently, he's been helping me out a lot. And me kind of, I mean, he's got his own motivation, but me just like pushing, like not pushing him, but being like, let's fucking do this, made me incredibly more motivated. So if I can keep doing that, then job well done for me. And I can keep pushing myself. But motivation will only take you so far. I think it's a good stepping stone to have. Gets you out of bed in the morning. But another part of it is discipline. Which is what I had to do tonight filming this. I was going to do it at probably 7 p.m. tonight. And now it's 2 a.m. And I had to sit myself down and be like, just fucking do it. You will feel better after. But you can't just like watch some motivational speech and be on your way. And I mean, you can listen to that every morning and jumpstart your day. But at the end of the day, it's discipline that keeps you going. Like any successful athlete, person, like they're not motivated every day to get up and go do this. They're disciplined at the end of the day. That's what the gym is. I haven't been to the gym in forever, but I'm not disciplined. And I make excuses for myself on why I won't go to the gym. That's something that holds me back. And I want to. I don't know what it is. I just keep making excuses and it's going to hold me back. But I'm just not worried about it. Other things I don't want to make excuses for, because I mean, literally anything like brushing your teeth. At the end of the day, yeah, your motivation is you don't want to get fucking cavities, but you have to have discipline to do it before bed. Like when you wait, like you gotta have to have a routine or just discipline to do it. It's the same thing with the gym. No one wants, like there's days that you just don't want to. I mean, yeah, with the work that I do, I'm pretty highly motivated to do it, but there are still days where I don't want to do it. And at the end of the day, that's where discipline comes into play. At the end of the day, that's where discipline comes into play. So, well, food for thought there, I guess. But what do we got now? 35 minutes. I don't know. I think moving forward for all this stuff, I want to do it more than a month. But also, like, this is just kind of a when I feel like it kind of thing, which is not disciplined. But I don't always have it in me to talk like this. So I'm trying to work on, and I don't know. If more people enjoy listening to it, I'll probably do it more. I want to have people on too, to kind of just talk to them, hear their perspectives of life and just what it means to walk this earth, I guess, because we're all doing it. Anyone that's listening, I guess. To summarize, basically, if you were to just, I don't know, share this, is just to be so completely stupid if you want your dreams to work out. Some people want the normal life. Some people want the simplicity. I get that. But there's a time for that. And I think, why not? Why not try to build freaking empire and a legacy? Why not? Seriously, what is the reason not to? At least for me, I have no reason. There's nothing to me that I'm like, well, this, well, that. Like, I'm at an age where you either kick it into gear or watch life pass you by. You know, I mean, Ferris Bueller quote, that sticks with me for a lot of days when he says, what is it? I don't know if I mentioned it last episode. It was like a month ago, but let me look it up. Ferris Bueller quote. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's true. I mean, I feel like, I don't know about anyone else out there, but I feel like this year has gone by really slow. I mean, it's almost into February. But geez, like, I feel like New Year's Day was so long ago. And I guess it was 3 months ago. Almost now, which is a long time ago, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like it. I don't really know what it feels like. Time is just fucking weird to me. I know a lot of people say time moves fast, and it does. Like, there are points where I'm like, holy shit, like I'm 24, or I mean, COVID literally happened 4 years ago. Like, that kind of stuff is weird. But in like the current moment, I feel like life is going at a good pace for me. And maybe it's just I'm busy, or I don't know. Pretty long days, I guess that's probably what it is. But I don't know. I think there's beauty in the grind or the struggle of trying to build something. And that could be, I mean, that can mean a lot of different things for different people. It's not just trying to create a podcast network about sports and entertain people. That could be literally anything, a job, your dream job, but just know, and I think this is what a lot of people get wrong at our age, is that the dream job isn't, like, it's not going to be for a while. Or else, if you got your dream job tomorrow, like, honestly, what would you feel? Do you feel accomplished because you went through school for 4 years? I mean, yeah, it's a struggle. It's a hard thing to do. Not a lot of people do it. I didn't. But that's it. Like, that was your first real chapter of, like, work. You can count high school, but I don't. It's kind of just a get you prepared for life. Kind of. Barely. I don't think that really, that high school really does that. But I guess just teaches you how to deal with freaking assholes and losers who think they're better than what they are, which is me now, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I personally wouldn't feel accomplished if I didn't put in work for something to be like, damn, you know, like even the job I'm at now working at the podcast studio. I mean, yeah, for some people it could be a dream job where they look at it and they're like, wow, like he's got an awesome job. And it is. I'll say it. It's an awesome job. But there's a lot of shit I had to go through to get to that point. A lot of work, a lot of jobs I didn't like. I mean, all the stuff for settled down. Like, that's what got me this job. was everything that I did for Settle Down. And that could happen to any of the guys. They could land a job because of what they did with us, and I'd be happy about that. But that's what I'm saying is, like, it's not, it didn't just let, like, I didn't have no experience. I honestly, Roberto, I didn't really have a lot of experience, but I had the will to keep going, because there were points in the beginning, especially, where I was like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. But where would I be if I, like, there were literal points where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I am truly not that good at editing. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I mean, even in my freaking, the job interview project I had to color correct a video. And for anyone listening, I had about the exact same knowledge that you did about color correcting. But I worked on it for about 4 hours. Probably nowadays, it could take me 30 minutes. If that. But then I had to learn everything. And yeah. Shit's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's luck. I think you can be lucky or blessed with good timing, but I think that's the universe or God in my eyes. But it's things working in place, because everything does happen for a reason. Everything works out for a reason. The job that you didn't get happened for a reason. The job you do get does happen for a reason. The job you're working at right now has happened for a reason. And I don't know. I hope anyone that listens to this podcast is just, I don't know. It's for me, selfishly. I like doing this, and I just want to document and, I guess, put on the internet what I'm doing. But as a listener, I hope you guys can kind of take this as, I don't know, I hope I motivated you to do something. How big or small it is, it doesn't matter. I hope in 10, 15 years, people can look back on this video and be like, damn, that's where this guy started? Fucking talking to a camera at 2 a.m. in his room by himself with no guest. Yeah. But I'm going to call that a wrap. We're at 45 minutes. Honestly, I'm tempted to share this, but I might just throw it out there. People are going to have to come across it and not really, I don't know. I'll share it with people if I think that they should listen to it, but I don't know if I'll blast it all over or like promote it. Maybe I will. I don't know. But yeah, I don't want to have people on. So if you're listening and you're interested, text me, shoot the shit about life. Tell me what you've learned. That's what's great about all this stuff, is just like, it's learning, it's knowledge. And that's what I do. It's funny, coming from a college dropout, that I love learning, but like, I really do value that. It's just, I don't know, I learn differently. The biggest way I learn is through dialogue, or just people talking, whether it's me or two other people talking. I don't know, just learning your perspectives of life and what you've learned at whatever age you are. For young and however young and or old you are, doesn't matter. But yeah, just gaining perspective, I guess. That's like a journey. And yeah, I do want to try to be more entertaining and funny in these things, unless not depressing, but yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want it to be so down. We'll make you guys laugh or some. I don't know. But yeah, if he wants to come on and just, I don't know, talk about life, shoot me texts. We'll get it started. But yeah, guys, I guess I'll see you in the next one. If you stick around and enjoyed it, give me a thumbs up. Let me know what you thought of it. Give the video a thumbs up. Subscribe to my YouTube, my personal one. And you can start seeing some more videos like this. And I would brand this as part of Settle Down. It's just because it's me. And I am a part of Settle Down, so I'd group it together just in a sense that it's me. But obviously it won't go on that channel just because it's a different vibe, what we're talking about. But yeah, last thing I'll say is just wait till that live event happens. So I'm going to pull this clip, fucking give myself a high five because I made it happen. And